Mishnechnas Adar Marbe Misimcha. Already at the outset of this month, the celebrations begin, the rejoicing escalates, and the anticipation towards Purim surges. The very first Shabbos of the month is greeted by the commencement of building of the Mishkan. Nothing is by chance. Therefore, there must be some reference to Purim in Parshas Truma, to the Misha Nichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. Somewhere embedded in the Parsha, there is a reference to the upcoming Yontif and celebration of Purim. The Sefer Rokeach makes a brilliant observation in the end of Parshas Emor. After listing the various Yamim Tovim, the Torah concludes Parshas Emor with seemingly two unrelated mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Shemen HaMishcha, the special oil used in the Mishkan, and Lechem Apon. Says the Rokeach that these two mitzvahs symbolize Chanukah and Purim, respectively. Parashat Emor is the parasha of the Mo'adim. It lists the Shlosh Regalim, it lists Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. And then also, it had to be Merames, it had to hint towards the Yontif of Purim and Chanukah, which of course were later institutions of celebration. The Shemen HaMishcha is a reference to Chanukah for obvious reasons, while the Lechem Aponim is a reference to Purim, which is celebrated through eating and drinking on the shulchan, on one's table. In the Mishkan, there was a strong affinity between the shulchan on one end and the menorah on the other end. Almost as if there was a dialogue between the two vessels, the shulchan at the north and the menorah at the south. The Torah says that the shulchan was situated across from the menorah, v'es menorah nochach ha-shulchan. There is this intimate relationship between the two vessels, which captures the correlation between the rabbinic yamim tovim of Chanukah and Purim. The menorah is Chanukah, of course, and the shulchan with the lechem upon him is Purim. So let's explore the connection between Purim and the Shulchan, Purim and the Lechem Aponim, Purim and eating. Gemara teaches us that Klal Yisrael's very existence on earth was put into jeopardy because they indulged in the feast of Achashverosh. The Arizal explains even deeper. Klal Yisrael's participation in this banquet revitalized the pains, the punishments, and the curse of the very first sin of all time, the eating from the Eitz Hadas. Eating at the Suda of Achashverosh mirrored the eating from the Eitz Hadas. This is why the Gemara in Chulin indicates that the source of Haman in the Torah is embedded in the words Hamin HaEitz Hazeh, the Eitz Hadas. The story of Purim, the story of Esther and Mordechai, all dates back to Adam, Chava, and the Nachash. The Zohar has an incredible commentary on the episode of this eating from the Eitz Hadas. Man has two pipes down his throat. There is the Veshet, the esophagus, which is the food pipe that represents Olam Hazeh. And there is the Kane, the trachea, or windpipe, which represents the Olam Haba, the world of the neshama, where we breathe from. When a person overindulges, or worse, consumes that which is forbidden, the letter vav of veshet, that pipe, elongates, says the Zohar, creating the letter nun, end the nun. The vav now becomes an end the nun, and nun so fit. Now we have the letters, instead of veshet, we now have the letter satan. When a person abuses the veshet, when a person eats what he shouldn't, eats more than he should, then the Vesha turns into Satan. And that took place, says the Zohar, with the Eitz Hadas, the eating of the Eitz Hadas. The Shluch explains that the Kana and the Vesha correspond to Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov was a kol Yaakov. Yaakov was the world of the sound. Yaakov was the world of the Torah, the world of the Tefillah. Yaakov was the Kana, the windpipe. On the other hand, Esav was Hayadayim de Esav, was the hands of Esav. Esav was the world of Gashmius. Esav was the world of Eden. Esav was the Veshet that turned into the Satan. By abusing that Vav, by abusing the Achila, that Veshet turned into a Satan. It was Yaakov's objective to rectify the Satan. It was Yaakov's goal to return the Satan to that Veshet. It was Yaakov's aim to bring Kedusha back into the way we eat. Generations later, the Shluch explains the same ensuing battle reappeared. This time, however, between Haman and Mordechai. Different players, but the same game. An interesting remez is pointed out by the Shluch that when Esav demanded the food from Yaakov, you can notice that the letters Haman at the Rosh Tevos of Haliteni Na Min. Hey, Nun Mem spell Haman. See, Haman followed the path of his predecessor of generations, namely Esav. He continued on the path of Olam Hazeh, continued on the path of turning that Veshet into a Satan. Pinchas Friedman elaborates and explains that, in essence, Haman and Mordechai were debating over the letter Vav and the letter Nun. Should it be a Veshet or should it be a Satan? Haman was, of course, pushing for the Nun, elongating that Vav into a Nun. This is indicated by the tree that Haman prepared that was 50 amos high, the Gematria of Nun. And Mordechai, on the other hand, was pushing for the letter Vav to turn that back into a Veshet. So, Lechem Apanim, which we describe in this week's Parsha, has two columns, each of which held six loaves of bread. Each column represented one of the pipes, the kana and the veshet. The kana and the veshet are shaped like a vav. Each column on the shulchan contained vav loaves of bread, six loaves of bread. So the tikkun of Purim is to take that which we eat, with the proper kavana and the proper amount and the proper mindset. See, every Shabbos meal we have Lechem Mishnah. The Rizal says that the practice is to have them shaped as a vav to represent the Lechem Apanim, the six loaves of bread. So you have two loaves of challah, each shaped like a vav, represent each column of the Shulchan. And so the objective of Purim is to purify the mode in which we eat, the amount of what we eat, and the intent of why we eat. The goal is to purify our Shulchanos in our home, to purify our veshet from within, and to bring an end to the attacks of the satan. We should be zochah this Purim to see the final redemption, the Bias Gol Tzedek, Amen v'Amen.